The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I am doing well for a Monday. How about you?
I am wonderful. I tell you, it's just hard to believe that it's April the 25th, that April is almost over.
Yeah.
And next Monday, of course, May the 2nd, our big event over at Stratton Hall on the campus of Bob Jones University. And we have a great response to that, an evening on education freedom with Dr. Ben Carson, Senator Jim DeMint, and Ellen Weaver. It's going to be a fun evening. Still some tickets left. You can text the keyword Carson to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a link and you can get registered. But just a lot going on as we head into primary season.
Absolutely. Not just at that level. And, of course, finding out more, getting better informed about education and conservative education options and policies, obviously being very important. And, of course, you know, we've got a superintendent of education's race coming up, primary in June, general election this fall. A lot going on there and a lot going on in the legislature. I think if you've been tuned in. As far as election law, election integrity reform is concerned, we've hit a good bit of a snag with the state Senate this past week, and we need conservatives, grassroots Republicans to reach out to their senators today and tomorrow and, quite frankly, push the Senate to come to the table. We're in a situation where we put together literally, it was about 20 things that we had on our wish list as Republicans here, looking at, you know, different policies, things that could be updated to make our elections more secure here in South Carolina. 18 of those 20 things made it into this legislation, which is just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Doing everything from getting rid of drop boxes to banning ballot harvesting to mail-in absentee ballot reform and security and, ID security on the mail-in absentee ballots, getting rid of the in-person absentee process and putting in place a more secure early voting, in-person early voting process, over the course, I think over like usually three locations per county that would be announced 2 weeks ahead of time. So no playing hide the ball with the voting locations, you know, that way we can do poll watching, et cetera. A lot of great reforms that were put into this. Got past the House. One of those two bills actually passed the House unanimously, I'll point out, by the way. They got over into the Senate. They were rolled into one bill, effectively, over in the Senate. Then they got all the way down to the goal line and fumbled the ball. Quite frankly, the Senate is looking to use the desire that everyone has to get this legislation passed to essentially tack on something that it wants, which would increase its own power relative to the governor in the House. Requiring that they have to give advice and consent on members of the election commission, et cetera, which, you know, currently that's not the case. The governor gets to appoint those members. We also, as you and I have talked about this before, constitutionally, we probably have structurally the weakest executive department, or one of the weakest executive departments in the country, you know, in terms of balance of powers between the legislature and the executive.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just one of those things that, you know, makes it even worse. You know, legislature coming to look in and grab some power here, or particularly one chamber of legislature. The simple fact is, though, 95% of everything in this bill, everybody agrees to. And then at the last minute, the Senate put in this one thing that the House will not accept and the governor will not accept. And essentially, they're holding this bill hostage to what they want daring, you know, if you will, the House and the governor not to go along. Well, that's, you know, they've been upfront about this from the beginning. This is not a secret. They tried to do this a year ago, and the House said no. So now they tried to do it again here at the last minute, and a couple of the members were actually on the Senate floor in the debate last week openly joking in the course of debate that, well, the House is up for re-election this year. They'll take it. They're bluffing. Well, they're not, and the governor's not. And quite frankly, we need grassroots conservatives to reach out to their senators today and tomorrow, tell them we need to get them to come to the table, accept the House version of this bill. Let's get it passed, make our elections more secure here in South Carolina, and they can take that issue up for debate at a later day.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having a debate about that, but don't kill this bill in the process, and that's what they're doing.
Yep. So tell us exactly what's the easiest way for someone to reach their state senator to get this message to them?
Well, we've got a list at scgop.com/state senate. scgop.com/state senate, I believe, is the address. Or you can go to sc.gov for legislature online, where you can find your senators and their contact information. Send them an email. Make a phone call. Let them know, again, they need to come to the table, agree with the House and the governor on this. Let's get this bill passed, and they can have their debate on controversial stuff another day. But let's get the stuff done that grassroots Republicans are basically unanimous on, that we want to get done to make our elections more secure here in South Carolina.
Yeah. Yep. I'll tell you another issue, speaking of legislative issues that we're coming down to the wire on here. I was in Columbia last week speaking to the ad hoc committee in the House dealing with the certificate of need and repeal of. And that's I saw firsthand last year through some health challenges I had and just, having access to health care. And, I want to see our GOP-controlled House repeal Certificate of Need.
Yes. And, that got done in the Senate, and now it's stalling
it
over in the House. And that's something that folks need to call their House members about right now. The other two issues that we have, right at the finish line are the issue of the Save Women's Sports Bill, which passed the House, is pending in the Senate now. The Senate should take that up this week. And then also the Education Savings Accounts issue, which passed the Senate, and is pending in the House right now.
Yeah.
We believe that can get passed here within the next week or two. So we're at the cusp of making huge progress, big wins on election integrity, school choice, saving women's sports, and so many other things now that we get right up to the brink. And sometimes it can be like, Lucy moving the football on Charlie Brown. Now, we need to avoid that. We need to let our legislators know that we're watching. We need to get this done. Then let's then move off into preparing for the elections this fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Move on to the primaries and then winning in November for sure.
That's right.
You're right. There are a lot of important issues that are coming down to the wire. They have just a few weeks here left, and it's time for action. And look, a lot of people think, well, will my voice count? But it will. Call them, email them, because they do want to hear from you.
And I tell you, I promise you, every House member and every senator, they get a phone call or they get an email from someone who lives in their district, a registered voter from in their district. That's the first thing you tell them. Look, I'm so-and-so. I'm a registered voter in your district. That way they can look your name up and even check if you are registered in their district if they want to. But the point is, when they get that communication from somebody that lives in their district, in their mind, your voice represents 100 other voices in that area. For every one person who's willing to pick up the phone and call and send an email, there are maybe 100 others who think the same way but who don't do that.
Right.
And they know that. And they get that pressure, and it moves them.
Yep, yep. Drew McKissick, always a pleasure. We'll talk again next Monday, and we'll see you next Monday as well.
Yep. Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.